St. Nicholas of Tolentino, the patron of the holy souls in purgatory, on one occasion had St. Augustine and the Blessed Mother appear to him and show him a recipe for a bread that would heal not only him, but all those that follow in the tradition of doing this. This used to be distributed on September 10th throughout Augustinian churches throughout the world. This was lost after Vatican II, but I have found an old book from the 1950s that tells us the story of this, the recipe, the prayers, everything. This could be amazing. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. And please join me every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time in our YouTube Live Rosary. Let's get right into this. By the way, if you would like to make a wonderful homemade bread to use this with, here's a link to a video of a recipe that I have made. Now let's get right into this story. In all Augustinian churches throughout the world, the breads of St. Nicholas are blessed and distributed to the people on the 10th September, the feast day of the saint. These breads are intended for the sick who use them with a special formula of prayer, but in different countries, time has introduced different customs, and we find people using them with the invocation of the saint, not only in sickness and in plague, but in impending danger and calamity. The bread of St. Nicholas had its origin in an incident already referred to in these pages. Sometime before his death, the mother of our divine Lord appeared to him, accompanied by St. Augustine. It was an occasion when the saint was seriously worried and perplexed. His superiors, who found him in such a state of exhaustion before, because of the extreme austerity of his fastings and penances, had resolved to compel him under holy obedience to partake of food that would enable him to recover his strength. It was a moment of great difficulty for the holy man. He could not disobey, and at the same time he did not wish to break from his lifelong mortifications. In this great trial, our Blessed Lady appeared to him, bidding him beg for a morsel of bread, and telling him that if he would eat it moistened in water, he would find in it the virtue of healing. He did what the holy vision commanded, and in a moment the fever and exhaustion left him. He was able to rise up from the couch upon which he had lain for weeks and resume the sacred duties of his priesthood. The community was astonished at his miraculous recovery, and when asked what had happened, the saint simply assured them that his sudden recovery was due to the kindness and pity of the Blessed Mother of our Savior. In pious memory of this favor of heaven, the saint himself began to bless the little breads, and with his own hands distributed them among the sick and infirm, thus establishing a custom which has been perpetuated in the Augustinian order to this day. After the canonization, Pope Eugene IV, in recognition of the holiness and merits of the saint, authorized a special formula of benediction for these breads, and later the Congregation of Bishops and Regulars prescribed that the blessing of the breads should be confined to the members of the Augustinian order as their special privilege. There are a great many miracles on record in connection with the use of these breads. We have already heard of the marvelous results which followed from their distribution amongst the plague-stricken people of Cordova. From a Tuscan town comes a story of a poor young widow who with three children was reduced to the verge of starvation. One of her babies died of hunger before her eyes. In her extremity, temptation came in her way. An offer of plenty was held out to her if she would fling away her virtue for shame. The temptation only aroused her faith and her confidence in the saint of Tolentino, to whom she had practiced a lifelong devotion. It was an hour of trial in which resolution should fail or virtue triumph. And in a manner astonishing to her as well as to all who read the narrative, she received miraculous help. While she knelt in tears beside the body of her dead child, a knock summoned her to the door. There a man in the Augustinian garb greeted her kindly and handed to her a little satchel of bread, saying, "Nourish thyself and give to thy children." She hurried to give some to the starving children and found that after the first morsel they revived. Then, as if responding to some secret impulse, she placed some of the bread in the mouth of her dead child, and to her astonishment she saw the pulse of life begin to throb once more in its emaciated frame. Turning to thank her benefactor, she found that he had disappeared. In that moment she became conscious of the fact that it was the saint of Tolentino himself who had come to comfort her and bless her home. It is said that in the satchel there was also money which enabled her to secure the means of an honest livelihood. We are told that two children who were drowned in the sea at Ancona were restored to life by the use of St. Nicholas's breads. It goes on to give many stories about this miraculous bread. Hard to find these stories, but here they are. Now I want to just go over the basic prayers that are recommended. I am posting pictures of them right here for you to take screenshots and then save them on your phone and then bring to a priest on the Feast of St. Nicholas, September 10th, or really, I would do it on any day if you are not watching this on September 10th or after it has already passed. But essentially, the prayer is this, and it includes an Our Father, Hail Mary, Gloria, a Hail Holy Queen, an anthem, a hymn to St. Nicholas, and the specific prayer blessing. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that thy church, which is illustrated with the glory of the prodigies and miracles of St. Nicholas, thy blessed confessor, may by his merits and intercession enjoy perpetual peace and unity through Christ our Lord. Amen. If obviously you can get the spread blessed by an Augustinian priest, that would be even more amazing. But I know that after Vatican II, they have allowed all priests to have the privileges that before were confined to particular priests. So for instance, before only Benedictines could bless or exercise St. Benedict medals. Now I believe that any priest can do that. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. But in the case of this St. Nicholas bread, again, find a recipe for bread, make it yourself, or take some good homemade bread. Take these prayers to the priest, say the big parts of the prayers yourself, then have the priest bless the bread. And as in the tradition of St. Nicholas, dip a little morsel in some water, ask for his blessing, ask for his healing, and take it for whatever it is that you need. I hope this changes your life. God bless you. I will see you in the next one.